The ballroom accommodated 3 of the 5 tables and smaller adjoining rooms the other 2. By the time we arrived, the games were well underway. Groups of spectators milled about, shifting from one table to another as battles ebbed and flowed. Rosenthal was nowhere in sight. "Excuse me," I whispered to a spectator, "who is Rosenthal playing?" The spectator pointed to the middle table in the ballroom at which Lasker sat, his legs crossed high up, his right arm dangling languorously over the back of his chair, a cigar between his fingers. "Whose move is it?" I asked. "Lasker's. Rosenthal captured with the knight on d2. I searched the room but still couldn't find him. "Where is he?" I whispered. "Have a look over there," Lightchef put in, directing my attention to a large potted palm to my right, behind which, after a moment or two, I discerned the lurking figure of Rosenthal. "It's bizarre," a spectator put in, only then registering my singed hair. His gaze passed discreetly over it before he went on. "He makes his move, and then goes off and hides behind the palm. He only comes back when Lasker makes his move and presses his cock. He's losing a lot of thinking time. He's second from bottom. Can you believe it? Who would have thought that the great Avram Chilowitz would perform so badly?" I told Lightchef to wait. "Don't be long," he said as I approached the potted palm. "Avram Chilowitz," I ventured. "What are you doing there?" There was no reply. "Shouldn't you be at the board studying the position?" "I have no need to study it," Rosenthal answered, his voice barely audible. "But why are you hiding like this?" "I'm not hiding." His face was partially obscured by the palm's sharp fronds, but I could see his nervous, sad brown eyes. "Then what are you doing?" "I don't want to be troubled to anyone." "Who would you be troubled to?" "Dr. Lasker," he said after a moment. "I don't want to cause my opponent any offense." "But you're not offending him." "My presence offends him. I am offensive to everyone." "That's not true," I said. "Please, Avram, come back to the table." He shook his head. "No." I felt angry with myself. I had not succeeded in helping him in the least. And I felt desperately sad. Rosenthal's talents were no less considerable than those of the greatest players present. But I saw all too clearly now that the man from the shtetl would never achieve anything like the success, even of his inferiors. It was not that his chance for greatness had passed. His chance itself had never been anything other than an illusion. "Goodbye, Avram," I said.